Welcome to Junglist Playbook. Amen Validation Saturate in Ableton Live 12. In this lesson, we're not just looping an amen break and calling it a day, we're going to turn it into a gritty, evolving jungle drum layer that feels alive, sits in the mix, and brings real attitude without collapsing into mush. Think old school energy, but shaped for a modern DN beat arrangement. The big idea is simple. Start with a clean amen. Slice it up. Rearrange it like a drummer would. Then saturate it tastefully so it has more bite, more density, and more character. And because this is the atmosphere side of drum and bass production, we're also going to make sure it feels spacious and moody, not just loud and crunchy. First, grab a clean amen loop. You want one with a solid kick, a strong snare, crisp hats, and not too much reverb already baked in. Drag it into an audio track in Ableton Live 12, open the clip, and turn warp on. For a break like this, beat warp mode is usually the safest starting point, because it preserves the transients nicely. Try a transient setting around 1/16 or 1/8, depending on how tight the loop feels. Now, a useful teacher tip here, don't force the amen to behave too much like a synth loop. A break like this usually sounds better when you edit it like a performance instead of stretching it aggressively. If it starts sounding smeared, back off on the warp manipulation and move toward slicing instead. Once the loop is feeling stable, it's time to slice it. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Set it to Slice by Transients and send it into a drum rack. This is where the fun starts, because now the amen becomes a playable set of drum hits instead of a fixed audio loop. In your slices, keep the main snare hits as your anchor points. Those are the moments your ear will lock onto. Then start making small changes. Move a ghost note a little earlier or later. Duplicate a hit to create a quicker roll. Drop in a reverse slice before a snare. Remove one kick to create a breath before the next bar. These little edits are what turn a loop into a variation. Try adding a bit of swing too. You can pull from the groove pool if you want a subtle MPC style push and pull, or you can manually nudge a few slices off the grid. The goal is not to sound sloppy. The goal is to sound human, loose, and jungly. Now build a one bar or two bar MIDI pattern from those slices. A really solid approach is to make bar 1 feel familiar, then make bar 2 answer it with a variation. That could mean a different snare placement, a tiny fill, a quick gap, or a reversed hit into the downbeat. This phrase-level call and response keeps the break musical instead of repetitive. Here's a good mindset to keep. Think in layers, not just loops. Your break can have a stable core, a moving top layer, and a messier layer that only appears in selected bars. That makes the groove feel intentional, not random. Use the piano roll for precise edits. A fixed grid at 1/16 or 1/32 helps when you're doing fine rhythmic work. And pay attention to velocity. Ghost notes should stay quieter than your main accents, or the groove loses shape. If one slice is way too hot, use clip gain before the effects, so your saturator reacts more evenly across the whole break. That one move can make a huge difference. At this point, make sure the break still loops cleanly. You want variation, not chaos. One or two recurring hits help the listener recognize the loop even as it mutates. Now it's time for the signature move, saturation. We're going to add grit and density, but in a controlled way. In Ableton Live 12, the stock devices that matter most here are saturator, drum bus, glue compressor, EQ8, and optionally roar if you want something more advanced and animated. Utility is useful too, especially for level and width control. A practical chain to start with is this: EQ8, then saturator, then drum bus, then glue compressor, then another EQ8 at the end. Start with EQ8 and clean up the source. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove useless sub rumble. If the break is muddy, dip some low mids around 200 to 400 Hz. If the snare needs more presence, a gentle lift around 2 to 5 kHz can help. Just be careful not to overdo that, because saturation will bring that area forward fast. Next, use saturator. Turn on soft clip and add maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive as a starting point. Then trim the output so you're comparing fairly. A lot of people get fooled by level. Louder feels better, but not always better. Match the output and listen for actual character, not just volume. Then add drum bus. Keep the drive modest at first, maybe around 5 to 20%. Use crunch lightly if you want extra dirt, and bring transients up a touch if the break needs more snap. Be careful with boom. In a jungle context, too much low-end boom can get in the way of the kick and sub. After that, use glue compressor to bind the hits together. A ratio of 2:1 or 4:1 is a good place to start. Set the attack somewhere around 10 to 30 milliseconds so the transients can still punch through. Release can be auto or somewhere in the 0.3 to 0.6 second range. You usually only need 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. The goal is to glue, not crush. Then finish with EQ 8 again. Use this to tame any harshness that came up from the saturation, or to add a little shape if the break sounds too dark. If that main chain feels too aggressive, go parallel. Parallel processing is a huge part of getting this style right. Duplicate the Amen track, or send it to a return track with heavier saturation. On that return, you can drive the saturator harder, maybe 8 to 12 dB, high pass it around 150 to 250 Hz, so the low end stays clean, and add some compression. You can even use a little redux for an extra digital edge if you want more grime. Blend that return quietly under the dry break. This is the sweet spot. The dry track keeps the transients and clarity, while the parallel chain adds body, dirt, and atmosphere. It's much better than just smashing the main break until it loses all shape. Because this lesson sits in the atmospheres category, we also want the break to live in space. But space in jungle should be selective. Don't drown the whole loop in reverb. Instead, send only certain hits, like snare accents or selected slices, to a reverb return. Hybrid reverb works well for this. Try a short plate or small room. Keep pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds, and filter the return so the low mids don't cloud the mix. Echo can also add movement if you keep the wet amount very low, and filter out the low end. Auto filter is great for automation too. You can slowly open a low pass filter into a drop, or use a band pass feel for a lo-fi intro section. That's the atmospheric trick. Let the break breathe without turning it into a wash. Now let's talk arrangement. A jungle break gets powerful when it evolves over time. Across 4 or 8 bars, you want something to change. Maybe bar 1 establishes the groove. Bars 3 and 4 add ghost note fills. Bars 5 and 6 introduce a reverse slice or a stop, and bars 7 and 8 bring in a second layer or a little more saturation. And here's an important coaching note. Don't automate everything at once. Pick 1 or 2 parameters per section change. Maybe you automate saturator drive and the reverb send, or drum bus crunch and a filter cutoff. If everything is moving, the break can start feeling accidental instead of deliberate. A great transition move before a drop is to create a small gap. Cut the last kick, add a reverse slice into the downbeat, maybe close the filter a little and increase the saturation by a small amount. That tiny pause before the drop can hit like a sledgehammer in DNB. You can also use the break as part of a bigger drum ecosystem. It often works best as a top or mid texture rather than the only drum layer. Layer it with a clean kick and snare, maybe a separate hat or ride loop. And of course your bassline underneath. Keep the amen slightly behind the main drum hits in the mix if necessary. Use utility to narrow the stereo width if it gets messy. And always check the break with the bass playing. Jungle drums can sound amazing on their own and still fight the sub in the full context. If the main snare gets too huge after processing, reduce its level before the effects chain, or tone it down with velocity or clip gain. That transient body balance matters a lot. You want the break to feel exciting, but you don't want it stealing all the energy from the low end. For a darker, heavier sound, push the mid-range a bit more than the volume. The magic often lies between 1 and 5 kHz. That's where the bite and the menace sit. You can also try band-limited distortion. Keep the lows cleaner, let the mids get dirtier, and control the highs so they don't get fizzy. If you want more instability, subtle modulation, short room reverb, filtered noise or a little delay movement can make the loop feel haunted and alive. A really effective workflow in jungle is to commit early. Once the break is feeling right, freeze it, flatten it, or resample it. Then chop the rendered audio and make new edits from that. It saves CPU, and it gives the whole thing a more performed, one-of-a-kind feel. Here's a quick practice challenge for you. Build a 2-bar amen variation with at least 3 rhythmic edits, 1 reverse slice, and a saturation chain using saturator or drum bus. Then add a simple bass line under it, just a sub or a res, so you can judge how the break sits in context. If you have time, make 3 versions, a clean one, a dirtier one, and a fully ragged jungle version. Compare which one works best for the intro, the drop, and the breakdown. So to wrap it up, the process is, start with a clean amen, slice it into playable pieces, reshape the rhythm into a variation, saturate it with control, add parallel dirt for density, use selective reverb and delay for atmosphere, and evolve it across the arrangement so it keeps moving. That's the jungle mindset. It should feel performed, alive, and a little dangerous. If you keep the groove human, the saturation controlled, and the arrangement shifting, your Amen Varinations will cut through like proper DNB ammunition.